This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. After his landslide victory, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio looked both backwards and forwards. Earlier today, he met with outgoing Mayor Michael Bloomberg, mainly for a photo op. But then he shifted gears, naming the two co-chairs of his transition team. WNYC's City Hall and Politics reporter Bridget Bergen was with the mayor-elect this morning and joins us now. Bridget, what do we know about that meeting between Mayor Bloomberg and de Blasio? You tweeted a photo where Mayor Bloomberg looks like he's scowling and it's gone viral.
So they brought photographers and reporters into the bullpen of City Hall to see de Blasio and Mayor Bloomberg having a meeting at a table. They were having a pretty cordial conversation. I happened to catch a moment where the mayor was shifting and his arms are crossed, so he does appear to have a scowl on his face. However, Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio told reporters later that it was a very cordial meeting. He talked about how the Bloomberg administration is being very supportive of the transition. They're already giving them transition books, and that it was, by and large, very positive.
De Blasio went from City Hall to the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies, a social service agency on Park Avenue South. He held his transition announcement there and named Jennifer Jones Austin, who's affiliated with the group, and Carl Weisbrod as co-chairs of his transition team. Who are these folks, and what do they say about a de Blasio administration?
Well, Mayor-elect de Blasio spent a lot of time reiterating some of his key themes, that he had a mandate for progressive change and that he wanted his transition team to reflect what he plans to do when he's in City Hall. This is how he put it.
I wanted people who shared my values, who had a proven track record of effectiveness both inside government and outside, and who knew how to bring people together and knew how to create teams that represented the great diversity of our city.
So the two people that he named as the chairs of his transition committee are people from vastly different backgrounds. Jennifer Jones Austin is currently the head of the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies. She's got deep experience in the nonprofit management sector, but she also served in City Hall. She was a deputy commissioner of the Administration for Children's Services, and that's where she and Bill de Blasio met. That's when he was a city councilman and chair of the General Welfare Committee. And in selecting her, de Blasio said that when they met, he realized that they shared a philosophy of governing and an approach to certain social issues, and he wanted her to be part of this team. She's also from Brooklyn, and he said that gave her some extra points. Carl Weisbrod, who was also selected as the co-chair, has decades of experience working in city government. He worked for mayors Lindsay, Koch, and Dinkins, and he's really credited with the redevelopment of Times Square. De Blasio noted that he's got a lot of experience with public-private initiatives, and I think, you know, his selection was supposed to give comfort to folks who might question whether or not the de Blasio administration would have the same governing chops as the outgoing Bloomberg administration. So what you're seeing here in these two choices is, you know, diversity combined with experience.
Mayor-elect de Blasio does not have long before he takes over at City Hall, just 8 weeks. How did he frame the coming weeks?
He said it was going to be an 8-week sprint to opening day. Talked about how they had 55 days and he's digging in fast. They already have a transition website up, transition2013.com, and a Twitter handle, of course, NYC Transition. He said at this point, what they want to do is start a conversation and recruit the best talent, the best ideas from people throughout the city. And I think you can expect between now and the next 55 days that there will be a rolling series of announcements of people who are joining the administration.
Certainly taking a page from the Bloomberg administration and embracing social media to
Absolutely.
Help get the word out and collate ideas from the general public. De Blasio just finished a year-long campaign, and there have been a lot of jokes and criticism from his Republican opponent, Joe Lota, about his need for sleep. He was famously late to an event on Saturday because he slept in. Is he going to be taking a rest in the next few days?
Not immediately. Bill de Blasio will be going to the Somos El Futuro conference in Puerto Rico. It's the largest conference of Puerto Rican lawmakers. And he plans to give a speech there, to meet with the Puerto Rican leaders and local lawmakers from that area. And then, he said, he and his wife, Shirlane McRae, will take a couple of days for some much-needed downtime. But his staff is not taking any downtime at all. As soon as next Tuesday, he expects they will be fully operational, and I think we will hear a lot more about what this new administration is going to look like.
WNYC's political reporter, Bridget Bergen. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.